Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
North Attleboro's Anthony Sherman checks in. A fullback who aligns on the right wing. Mahomes drops back. He starts to roll right. Dumps it off underneath for Sherman, who's leveled by Trey Flowers. And a loss back to the 7-yard line.
Now that's a stupid call. You've been moving the ball. You have all this skill on the outside. You're going to run a middle screen with a lunk back. Silly, you're overthinking things there.
Throws on the go to the end zone. It's brought up, yeah. And then it's bombed, intercepted by Harmon in the end zone. Deron Harmon with a pick.
The kid tried to force one into Kelce. It's an awful throw by Mahomes. That's where a young kid and inexperience can kill you down and tight when you see a defense you haven't seen. He just chuck and ducks this into triple coverage. Horrendous throw by Patrick Mahomes.
First and 10 from the 48 of Casey, dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation, makes the open the shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker. Inside the 10.
How do you cover a guy like this? Get the jam with no help over the top.
You stupid or something.
That's boneheaded by Kansas City.
Promise as stupid as a stupid does.
All right, so why the Kansas City Chiefs were stupid in this game? Stupid is a stupid does.
As far as stupidity games, where would you rank this one?
Not high. I wouldn't rank it high.
Not high based on who they had and the talent that they had on defense. But the middle screen to the thick back.
That was crazy.
Everything is so, it's so condensed down and tight that out in the open field, screen's a great call. Because you got defensive backs that are bailing out. You got guys that can put pressure on people down the field. And you can take them 20 yards down with it. You're down inside the five and you're running the middle screen. But not only... like to where you count it, two count it, you get guys out to the side, to where you can get a guy out in space a little bit. Those are dangerous throws in there. Brady had a couple of them, quick little turn-ins to guys like Josh Gordon on a slip screen. I thought he found White on two of them. Phenomenal throws on screens. Excuse me. But for the most part, I mean, Kansas City really didn't lay too many eggs last night.
All right, what do you make of Andy Reid using the timeouts with 3.5 minutes or so to go? He burned two of them.
Weird. Odd. Didn't need to do it. I mean, you're moving the ball. You have rhythm offensively. Didn't seem like Mahomes was, losing pace or confused. He's calling it. Everything's on the sheet right there on his wrist. It's just, you're trying to look at the clock and say, okay, you're guessing, like, is Brady going to keep the ball? Is Brady going to keep the ball? What do we need to do here? Maybe we need to stop the clock. And maybe he's hearing some of those whispers about, his clock management style. As good a play caller he is, end of halves and end of games has not been good for him, especially in Foxborough. Last year, the opener, that was the best he's ever called a game. But other than that, they were a disaster in Foxborough.
Well, one of his problems was they scored too quick.
Yeah.
They scored too quick, and that was an issue.
75-yarder, boom. Yeah. I think, okay. And that was advantage Brady had at the end of the game because, they only had one timeout left. You let it go down to the 2-minute warning and you're just milking that clock and you're saying, do not give them 40 seconds left. Do whatever you do. You got all the time in the world here. Use your timeouts correctly. And I thought the Patriots drained the clock about as good as they could. I thought there was another time where Hill caught a slant, was a second down slant. And they ended up stuffing him on third down. They went for it on fourth and got it. And I said, boy, that was going to be a turning point right there. He kind of cradled the ball. Could have had the first down, but he went down short of the sticks at midfield. But Kansas City gambled there and went for it. And then they get all the way down and tight, and they kick a field goal instead of going for it on fourth and one. So there's some things you can't question with Kansas City. But for the most part, the type of guys they had on defense, it's a pretty clean game on both sides.
So you go back to that play that you mentioned with Anthony Sherman from North Attleboro. They call him the sausage down there, as we figured out. That was his
meat.
Nickname. Sausage.
Wonderful.
That was second and goal from the 4, right?
Yeah.
Dumb play. They lose two. By the way, credit to Sherman for catching that.
Yeah.
He turned it, caught it, and was bundled in one fluid motion. It was pretty cool. Good for him for catching it. But the next play.
Was that Lawrence guy that blew that up?
I think so. That was Trey Flowers.
Man, maybe. You're right. You're right. No, you're right. No. It was Flowers.
All right, Trey Flowers. The next play, I don't know if you caught this. So then it's third down. And on third down, it was a fire drill before the snap. I have to go back and watch the TV broadcast to see how much of this was picked up. Mahomes was all over the place.
That's where he should have burned the timeout.
And he should have called the timeout, and he didn't.
Yeah.
And they had nothing there. And he ended up sort of just chucking it in the end zone. But they should have called a timeout on that play. And they came away with three there. I thought to a large, you know, there's, yeah, you know, red zone defense. A couple of times here where Kansas City shot themselves in the foot going down and deep.
The problem is they're not a controlled offense, meaning, okay, we're going to sit here and we're going to wait and look at you and we're going to react to what you do. We're going to be proactive. And they're so quick and they love to get lined up and like, we're going to catch you off guard. That I think that's the mindset that you've sort of trained his quarterback to operate on. He sat and watched it for a year. And now all of a sudden it's his team. He likes to put his foot on the gas.
Right.
So he's down there and you see him doing this and you can't see me on the radio, but he's giving the, you know, the hurry sign where he's rolling both fingers over each other. Let's go, let's go. And he's trying to call the bunch to the left. And, you know, Hill's looking inside and he didn't have the call and he's talking to this guy. And right there where you see confusion, Mahomes got to burn that time.
Yeah, got to use one there.
Be right. Make sure you, okay, this isn't at the 40. You're down at the 6-yard line, man. Make sure you get the right call here.
Right. And there wasn't a lot of time left at that point. I'm trying to check the clock there.
That's one of the times.
Like over 6 minutes to go in the half, but still.
There was a handful of times in this game where he looked panicked. And maybe, you know, 15, 20% of the time he looked panicked. But the other times he executed, and I thought he was pretty calm as hell for a young kid.
Miss Kareem Hunt up the scene in coverage with...
that was a good matchup, Hunt on Hightower.
With Hightower in, like, I don't know, 3-4 yards behind him. It was a lot. I can hear.
I hear that.
I can hear it play.
Brady takes us down.
I hear it. I hear Bob. Is that Hardy?
Hans. Hit a couple of those last night.
Kansas City.
Kansas City. I turn around and look at you guys right when he does it. Yeah.
Speaking of Mahomes, he did throw the two picks. He did throw that one to Hightower early, who he just never saw the guy. After the game, Mahomes actually talked about the mistakes that he made.
What happened on those two interceptions that you had? The first one to Hightower, the second one in zone?
Yeah, the first one, he had...
He's Kermit the Frog. Where's he throwing it to the end zone? He's Kermit the Frog.
Are you hearing that?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming from Hardy's headphones or his computer.
Oh,
but
it might
be
coming from my headphones. Oh, that's what, just getting sound ready from the next.
Okay, that's okay.
Got it.
He's Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, can we just listen to him, please?
He had came into the line of scrimmage, thought he was coming in on a blitz, and I just lost him, and Kels had beat up his man, so I was trying to get the ball on him as fast as possible to let him go to work with it, and he had dropped back into coverage, and I just didn't see him, and it ended up throwing and hitting. He made a great play. And then on the second one, just in the two-minute drill, we were rolling. I just got a little too greedy. I thought I could throw a little higher and Kels could go get it, and I kind of got hit as I threw and just left it short. And in those situations, it's kind of a him or nobody, and I just have to learn from that and know that if I'm going to try to make that throw, to make it either Kels can catch it or nobody else.
Good answers. Honest, good answers. Yeah, I'll learn from it. He will. I mean, the mistakes he makes are coachable and will be corrected. Like the Hightower pick, there's nothing you do about that. The defense wins that one. The one he tried to force to Kelsey, he's got to completely eliminate that. The ones the Hightower are going to happen throughout the course of your career. But defense is good in this league. They're going to win some of those. They're going to dupe you into throwing that. Look at the one that Miami picked Brady off on where they ran that stem route up on Hogan, and he thought he was going to cut it underneath the Dorsett, and the guy read it perfectly. They duped Brady into throwing that one. They're going to get you on those. But the ones where you're scrambling, you're going down, and you're slinging it into triple coverage, sort of back against the grain, those are ugly. Those are going to be eliminated in this league. Those are ones that get you out of this league. He's not getting out of this league. He's pretty damn good. Kid's going to be good for a long time.
Read and React coming up at 11:36 here today on Zolak and Bertrand. Yeah. More of your calls on last night's Patriots game and Red Sox win next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am super.
Yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Through the years,
managers would prefer to have Gonzalez hit right-handed, but he's been so good right-handed here in the last couple of months that now it's about stuff on the mound, and Alex Cora is going to take his chances with his pen. David Price will exit here in the fifth.
David Price leaves the game last night to a standing ovation at Fenway Park. I don't believe it was sarcastic. Jim, did you get that at all? I didn't get that sense at all.
No, you could see the faces of the fans that were there, right? But by the dugout, it was genuine.
Dead-ass fans at Fenway over the weekend, by the way.
Oh,
Saturday night. Where the hell were you? By the way, sort of a dead crowd at the Patriots game last night. You know what I think that was from? I think everyone got a little too liquored up a little too early in the day.
Bulldog.
That
man,
what
my man Bulldog in front of us.
He oh, is that what we're calling him now?
I think, yeah, I nicknamed him Bulldog. Yeah, looks like a Bulldog.
You know how when you're drinking and you go from like you start the day out and you're great and then you start drinking heavily and you're like, yeah, and you're like ready to, you know, get in there and get the game going, and then like 2 more hours later, you're falling asleep in your
chair. You're in the mode
with the beer can cruise mode, like sipping it now at this point. Yeah, we got the crowd, we got the like falling asleep drunk crowd last night.
Yeah, like, you were looking
around.
Started
too early,
and a couple of them were saying, like, I heard one guy say, oh, it's nice and chilly, but I can't wait for it to get a little colder so the beer stays colder longer. You're rooting for cold air to keep your beer colder because you're not drinking it as fast as you normally do.
Based on parking lot remnants last night, I would agree with you, Beetle. It was a heavier than normal drinking day.
Yeah, they got a little too boozy, yeah, a little too early.
And
got
a couple people jumping off cars.
And judging by one pile, also a lot of food. A lot of food out there, but a lot of drink mixed in, and that, yeah.
Very tired crowd.
I almost stepped in that. Oh.
Listen, 3 home games in a row is a lot. If you're going to every single game, that's a lot. 3 weeks in a row being at home, like going to getting the tailgate, getting the grill, getting the food,
they're the real
heroes. 3 weeks in a row. It's a lot.
Warriors.
I know it is.
Pushing through like that.
I don't know if I like that if I'm a season ticket holder having 3 home games in a row.
The ability of those season ticket holders to be able to push through.
What a tough schedule this is.
Soldier on.
Get the Vikings and Green Bay coming in next. Yeah, it's a tough one.
This is what I think is tough. I think the night games are tough on people.
Oh, it's brutal.
I think they are.
Everybody.
It just sucks.
Because you want to get
started. You want a night game every now and again.
Right.
You don't want them like the way the Patriots have them every week.
But you want to get started on your tailgating at a reasonable hour. So it's like, you know what? It's like 3-4 o'clock. Let's get down there.
What time did you get there?
Next thing you know, by the time the game gets over, we've been at this for 8 hours already. And we're going to be here for a couple more getting out of the parking lot.
I pulled in at about a little before 4:30.
Okay.
So
you and I got there about the same time.
And I'm going to tell you, there was no traffic on Route 1, and that's because everybody was already there.
See, the problem.
I'm going down Route 1. I'm like, where's the traffic?
I started looking at my watch.
I shot straight down Route 1 to the stadium coming from the north.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where is everybody? And then I look in the lots, and I go,
there they are.
The lots are packed. Oh, my God. Everyone's already here.
So I went and did TV at 11:30. We do game day, obviously, every Sunday at 11:30, regardless of kicking time. And started walking up the stairs, and there are just people everywhere in Patriot jerseys. And I'm talking to people, and they're like, they start, hey, I know. I'm like, what are you doing here? We're ready for the day. We're partying. I'm like, you mean you're here all day?
Yes.
And that's at 11:30. I'm like, and then I go up.
No, the all-day tailgate sounds like a great idea.
To the CBS Sports Deck thing, and they have, like, those Gatorade pitchers, and there's like they put, like, 10 straws in them, and you're sharing, like, this massive woo-woo shot. I'm like, what is your head going to feel like at 4 p.m.? The amount of sugar intake and this alcohol. You know, and it just, man. I'd love
so
to do that
up
one
there,
day.
Like, smashing scorpion bowls
at 11 a.m.
yesterday.
11 a.m. scorpion bowls. 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
And they're there for the day. For a game that didn't start until 8:20.
I look at 4 a.m. and I'm like, Jesus, he's like, I couldn't do it. I said, I couldn't do it either. And I'd like to party. But I mean, it's just.
No, it does. It's like the great idea when you have the idea, oh, let's go party and tailgate all
day.
Then
you hit a wall, man.
And
then
you hit that wall.
The wall's coming.
Dead.
The wall's coming. There's only one guy that doesn't hit the wall, and that's Bulldog. I mean, it's 2 beers and.
Hardy, you saw Bulldog last night.
Oh, he is the wall. Other people hit him.
He's a sponge. Yeah, I give him credit because I observed during TV timeouts and that. He never goes to the bathroom. Never. His buddy does.
He never breaks the seal, huh?
You can't. Once the seal goes, it's constant flow every 5 minutes.
True.
Especially when you're at that drinking.
Smart man.
Yeah. But impressive. I give people credit for staying that entire game.
He double fists.
Because sometimes, like you said, the night game
brings it.
Either that or he just works out so much, he needs the hydration. So he's just replenishing fluids.
Fluids, yeah. I don't think he's a TB12 guy.
No.
No. He had the hat on. I'm never going to buy that.
No, he had a Patriots hat on last night.
He had the sideline.
What was that, a TB12 pack? TB12 pack hat?
They should sell those TB12 pack hats.
Mike is in Virginia Beach today. Yeah. Mike.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Not my reason for the call, but this is reason number 5006. If California secedes, can we all start watching football at a normal hour like they get to?
That'd be great. Real quick, Virginia Beach question. What do you think of Nick Cattles?
from what little bit I've ever heard of Nick Cattles, I will not share an opinion because I don't have one. But
okay. Oh, okay.
Is he from Virginia Beach?
That's all. I just want to ask you. So go ahead. Go ahead with the question.
Oh, it's not a question, it's a statement. Everybody else heard Stand Up Gronk?
Yeah.
I can't decide if I love or hate that. I thought it was just so funny that, because there's audibles, of course, but then there's maybe we weren't supposed to hear. That wasn't maybe supposed to be audible for us, but I was like, my wife said, did he just say Stand Up Gronk? I'm like, yep. And then you see Gronk stand up. And I was like,
yeah, he wanted him up because D Ford, and based on the defensive alignment and the way he was coming off the edge, and he was getting pressure and getting close to Brady. Gronk had his hand down, so he's in that 3-point stance. And he's like, get up, get him up. I want you to see him. He's coming. So that was it. He popped up. Just trying to get him in the upright.
That's not an audible. That's an instruction.
That's like, hey, block his ass. Okay. Gronk, get up.
I thought I heard a Gordo at some point, too, last night. Just yelling Gordo, and then he threw it way. That was the play that he threw wide to Gordon, and Gordon kept running, and he wanted him back shoulder, I think.
Okay.
Good, Jim. I thought I heard him yell a Gordo from a radio, picked it up.
He may have.
Good job, Jim.
He may have. We don't really.
Those are going to come, though.
Listen to the crowd noise.
Yeah, back shoulder throws, they'll get there in that, but, I mean, it's still in the works. People are frustrated when you see that, but think about the attempts going to that guy on the first two drives three times. So they feel that he can be a big part of this off of what Edelman said the other day.
Those first two misses on the sideline, though, last night didn't look great.
They didn't look
it
great means, at all.
And Gordon admitted it after the game, basically saying that he's going to get it straightened out.
And he's got to fight through. Second, he feels contact. Like, he felt contact in the Colt game, and he kept fighting through
it. Yeah.
But
last night he's looking for a flag on the sideline here. Come on, guy.
You got to grab it. You got to fight. You got to fight through it. Got to fight through it.
Mark in Medford on Gordon last night. Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
No, what I liked about last night, first possession, first drive of the game, Brady to Gordon for a first down. And you notice, like, every week, he's starting to trust Gordon a little more and a little more. Do you think by maybe week 8 to week 10 that Josh Gordon's going to be, like, a full participant in this offense? And we're going to see a lot more Brady to Gordon in the future?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I think it's dependent upon the matchup and who's out there in the field. But, like, a night like last night, Dorsett, sort of gets nullified. You're not going to be part of the plan. Gordon's going to be part of the plan tonight. But the thing I like about him on a slant is he catches the ball in his hands. Most receivers let it clunk off the pads and sort of cradle it. You look at the way Tyreek Hill catches his last night and he goes down to the ground. Gordon catches it with the hands. He's looking to run. And he's going to break one of those soon. He's trying to fight through those slants and keep his feet. And the second he pops one of those, you're not going to catch him. Got to get that guy in and route downfield. Get him moving.
Bill is in the truck in New Hampshire. Hey, Bill.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
Hey, Bill.
Two questions for Scott. Number one, in the second half, what was the obvious correction that the Patriots made to keep themselves in the game so that they were positioned to win at the end? And then number two, a couple of weeks ago you talked about the last Patriots rookie running back having an impact, and I was just wondering if he felt that Sony Michel had a breakout game last night or something comparable to a breakout game. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, I mean, it's trending that way. That's the thing. I mean, you go back to that Jacksonville game where he was 3.4 per carry, and since then it went up to like 3.9, 4.3 the next game. And at one point, I said it during the broadcast line, he was averaging like 6.7 a carry. So the thing I think that helped them win the game in the second half offensively was they went back to that running game. James Devlin had himself a game, man. He was killing people, crushing people. The offensive line was blocking. Whether it was White or whether it was Michelle, they ran the ball really well last night. And by running the ball, you keep fast-paced Kansas City offense off the field. I mean, you see how quick strike they are. That's 75-yarder. And then I'm sitting there, I'm staring at the clock, and I'm like, okay, we got to drain clock now. Clock is your friend. You got to make sure you easily break this huddle. Take your time getting to the line of scrimmage. And I thought they started out with the 8:21 mark. And eventually get it back with three and change and you run the clock out. And that was great for them. Their ability to maintain the possession, be aggressive at the end. You know, here's the problem, too. You had a great aggressive play called a Gronk, and I think they got the ball down to, what, 37, 34-yard line, something like that. Then you sort of stalled there. You took your foot off the gas. I can see them punch out one in, just go right there for the dagger.
Bill in Amherst. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
I'm just wondering, now, what has it been? It was like 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago I called and I said, you know, Josh Gordon, let's look at him. And both of you said, I pass. I don't want no part of this. This is no way. Absolutely not. And now it looks like he's become pretty much our number one wideout and just getting better every week. And I'm just wondering.
What did you see last night that indicated he's now the number one wideout?
Well, I mean, who else do we have wide out? I mean, I know we have Edelman, we got Gronk, we got all these guys, but, I mean, our wide out, the guy that's going to spread the field, it looks like they're putting him, they're making him more and more, is going to be the centerpiece, it's going to be the guy that's going to spread the field. I mean, who else do we have to spread the field like that? That was the whole point in the beginning when everyone was saying, we need receiver, we need a receiver, we need a receiver. And I said, Gordon, and you both said, I pass on that. You didn't want any part of it.
Yeah,
and then it came, and I'm just curious how you feel now.
I don't feel, Bill, I don't feel any differently because I never debated the talent. Nobody did. Everyone knew he was talented. The question is, does he stay on the field for the entire
year? It's interesting the way they're handling it.
You're 3 weeks
in. You know, they're sort of, they've eased him into it, and now they're starting to get him the targets. He's doing the 3 to 4 questions post-game, which is, I don't know, why don't they want him in front of his locker? You know, why are you putting him up at the podium? I think you control the message then, sort of, with him. You watch him, you know, as opposed to letting him sit in his locker and just go off for 5 minutes.
The talent was never debated here on the show, or any show that I know of.
Sounds like he gets it. It's just keep it going week to week. And I just think, you know, when you burn someone's trust, you know, it's hard for people to be all in on it. That's all. The talent is there. I just never thought they had the guy targeted.
We got Read and React coming your way next after these headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots beat the Chiefs 43-40 last night. Chris Hogan, that pass Tom Brady threw you on that third and one. That was pretty good, huh? He's good.
You know, he does such a great job of, you know, where he knows when he wants to throw it and, you know, reading the leverage of the corner or, you know, whoever's guarding the defender. And, you know, he always, you know, puts it in a good spot, you know, for us to go up and try to make a play.
Next up, it's the Bears in Chicago Sunday afternoon for the Patriots. Tonight, the 2-2-1 Packers are home to take on the 49ers, who are 1-4 on the season. Red Sox beat the Astros last night 7-5. The ALCS now tied at one game each. They will play Game 3 tomorrow evening in Houston. Brewers and Dodgers also tied at one game each. They play Game 3 tonight in L.A. And the Celtics open up the regular season tomorrow night. They're at home to take on Philadelphia. Headlines are brought to you by the Peterson School, training the hardest working people in the trade since 1946. Sign up online at petersonschool.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5. Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the... Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time now for React on this Monday.
I miss summer.
Sanitarium.
Miss summer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss shark versus bear.
Yeah.
That was the best part of it. What'd you do this summer? Talked a lot about shark versus bear. What'd you do?
Jones and Arcan tried to bring it back the other night.
On my conversation with those two the other night, we talked about how Trot versus Uke was very similar to shark versus bear.
A lot of time out of it.
Yeah. A lot of time.
TBS, can I get a replay? Jesus!
React.
That continues to be a problem, by the way.
Speaking of Jones.
Continues to be a problem.
Stillers, as Zoe would call them, beat the Bengals 27-21.
Oh. We're going to have Lapham here?
We'll see. No, that would be Sounds of Sunday. This is Read and React.
Oh!
Running back James Conner had two touchdowns. Here's Ben Roethlisberger talking about his running back. Ben?
James, I thought was he was a bowling ball today. He was all over the place. What a great game. But you know, I know it's his last game for us, so because Le'Veon's coming back. But I thought he did well in his last one.
What is that all about?
Are people laughing back
there? I don't get it. Are we breaking Le'Veon balls? Bell's,
that's the bye week. He's coming back after the bye week. Big Ben's trolling everyone.
So he's like making a joke about it being Connor's last game for them?
Yeah.
Because Le'Veon's coming back. But I thought he did well in his last one.
Okay.
That's a weird joke.
I wouldn't know how to take that.
You know what?
I really wouldn't.
I'd be upset if I were Connor. I'd be like,
that's
what are you doing?
It's kind of a dick comment.
The way he's played well.
Kids played his ass off. I ran hard yesterday.
You're sitting
for
the tag and tell Bell to stay home.
Does that team want Le'Veon Bell back right now?
No.
I don't think the
no.
line
why
does.
Would you want, why do you want to insert that into that situation right now where things are sorting to, you know, they're going the right way?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, he's still really good. He could help you, but what's the mood going to be if he comes back?
What's the problem with challenging it? Did Nunez hurt himself again?
I don't know.
Jesus, this guy's like my grandmother.
React.
The Jags got blew out by the Cowboys 40-7. ESPN's Matt Hasselbeck has an idea for Jacksonville if they want to upgrade their roster. Let's hear what he has.
Listen, what do New Yorkers do when they get towards the end of their career? What do they do?
They go down south. More.
They move to Florida. I would do Eli Manning a solid.
Is this real?
He's doing him a solid in how?
I would trade him to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
Wow, I would take Blake Bortles over Eli right now.
Right now, of course.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
What is going on? What is going on?
Maybe he's joking.
That's what I would do. Ooh. Jacksonville's got a team. They're making a run. Eli, I don't know, but listen, here's the thing. It ends eventually for everybody. Eli Manning will forever be a Giant. There'll be a statue of him outside that stadium. He will forever be a Giant. I think it's got to end sometime.
I know
he's serious.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Good analysis there. Yeah, it's going to end at some point. It's going to end soon.
So do him a solid. Send him with a team that's got
a quarterback.
The Jags don't want him. Jags sitting there thinking, if we could get Eli Manning, things would be really, really good. Is that what they're thinking?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's what they're thinking about.
Three.
It's 12 inches. I can tell you, it's huge. Boom. It's absolutely massive.
React.
Raiders got blew out, too, by the Seahawks 27-3 in London. Before the game, Jay Glazer had this report on the Fox pregame show.
They traded Khalil Mack. Very controversial. Now they are looking to shop Carl Joseph, their first-round pick from 2 years ago, calling all around the league on him, and another name. They're calling around, but not as much on, but still they're shopping him. It's Amari Cooper, their first-round wide receiver. So fire sale in Oakland.
Wow. They need to blow it up in Oakland. Pretty clear.
I think he's trying to do that. He's trying to create some sort of a culture there.
They're going to need to rebuild that entire team. And there's a big issue between John Gruden and Reggie McKenzie, who has run the team, who has drafted a lot of the guys who are there. The two of them don't like each other. Gruden wants full control. He doesn't have it. He's got an owner that sort of likes both of them, likes Gruden more than anybody.
Yep.
But he's trying to sort of assert himself there, and he's trying to take over. He wants to take over everything.
And he's treating David Carr the way he's treat guys like Rich Gannon.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Well, and he's just having a tough time with it. Carr's having a tough time adapting to the toughness that Gruden is coaching him with.
What did Gruden have to say about that report?
I don't know. No, I haven't heard that. You know, I'm not. You know, I'm just... sorry to have to deal with a lot of these reports, Vic.
Yeah, he didn't deny it.
No, he did.
That's not a denial.
I'm not.
And you know what? He said did he say, I don't know?
I don't know. No, yeah. I haven't heard that.
I don't know because Reggie McKenzie's the guy in charge, and I'm not the guy in charge, and that's why I don't even know who he's calling about and making trade calls on. I think he's telling you he legitimately does not know.
What did you take him with Patriots?
I'd take him. I'd take a look.
$700,000 base salary this year for a trade.
Wow. That's why I'd take him.
Come on down.
Next year he makes 14.
I was ready to jump their balls and just say, these guys, yeah, here we go again.
React.
Bet you wear Panama red. When's he in again? Tuesday? Or not?
He's in Houston this week.
He's in Houston.
Oh, be on the phone. That's right. That's on me.
All right, Dolphins beat the Bears in overtime, 31-28. Brock Osweiler got the start. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jim is a big Brock Osweiler fan. Normally, we'll put him in Read and React for us.
He must have been a
straight shooter.
Gem yesterday,
so
right?
What did he think of that crazy finish? Should we do a cliche counter on this?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's one.
You know, it just makes the story a little bit better. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
That's two.
To be able to come here to Miami, to be able to play football for Coach Gase, and you know, what this football team did today as a unit is so special. You know, we were down. Nothing was perfect, but we all stayed together on the sidelines. We continued to fight. We stayed together. And in the end, we found a way. And that's what great teams do.
He said so much and doesn't say anything. He just does.
At least he looks like a quarterback. Like they're showing him on NBC Sports Boston. He's got the sleeves cut like Marino. He's got a little Marino flair to him.
That's what great teams do. They're now a great team.
Well, they are in first place, they think. Yeah. According to their fans.
Great team.
Bonds.
The head coach there in Miami, Adam Gase, he was asked about his injured starter, Ryan Tannehill.
I don't know. I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't.
HIPAA law? He's citing HIPAA law why you can't talk about it right now?
HIPAA HOPA?
Talk about, I don't know. I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions, and I just know the guy couldn't go today.
I'm getting mighty pissed off about it, considering it's a starting quarterback who all of a sudden couldn't play. I don't
know. All right, go ask him.
Sorry, oh, really?
There's a question about this guy.
What? Oh. This guy.
Tired of answering this question about this guy. I got it, but you know what? I'm over it. Me and him, we know that he's not right now. Okay? The details of it, we'll keep that to us. You guys don't need to know that.
Oh, hold on. Jesus. Does the coach think he could have played yesterday? And maybe the quarterback didn't want to play?
I don't know why he's awfully pissy pants over this, though.
Someone to take the boo-boo shot and not push through it?
Why is he so upset?
I don't know. You've got a starting quarterback that's injured.
It sounds like the...
he called him this guy.
Ryan Leaf of coaches.
Hey.
You know, cranky pants.
Wow. You know, don't talk to me.
Cranky after a win,
ask him. Tired of answering this question about this guy.
He's your starting quarterback.
Oh, my God. Go ask him.
Questions about him all season long.
Go ask him. Me, the doctors thought he could have played. Why don't you go ask him?
He knows he's getting that question. He knows that's coming.
Exactly, he does.
Right, your quarterback didn't play today. You don't think anyone's going to ask about that? Tiredness.
I got it, but you know what? I'm over it.
He's over it.
Oh, what
are you over?
What are you over?
Yeah. Me and him, we know that he's not right now.
Me and him.
The two of them.
He won't refer to him by name.
Okay.
Okay.
This guy, him.
Wow.
The details of it, we'll keep that to us. You guys don't need to know that.
He hasn't gotten any better.
We don't need anything, but there's a lot of people would like to know.
We'd like to know.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Well, we clinched in New York in the division, and we won tonight.
React.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. We won the division. 617-779-0985. The phone number. Red Sox win. Patriots win. It was a pretty good night, wouldn't you say so?
It was a good night.
Let's talk more about it next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
A third and inches snap coming up from the 34. Brady takes it, backs up, pocket holding, moves up, fires a long ball deep down the right side for Hogan. There's a lot of contact, and he makes the catch nonetheless. Falling down inside the 25.
You got to have two big ones that are sitting there that you got to have a call like that on third and one. What cojones by Josh McDaniels, but more importantly, Brady, to go for the bomb to Chris Hogan.
Third and one, 42-yard pickup to Chris Hogan. That took some guts.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody in the stadium expected that one. Nobody.
Welcome back, Chris Hogan. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Making a play for once.
And he got open on the one he forced to Edelman in the end zone. Hogan was open for a touchdown. He missed him.
What happened there?
I don't know. I have no clue. Didn't even look at him.
I think he's in the habit of not looking at him anymore.
Yeah. Well, start to get phased out a little bit.
I mean, on the 42-yard, I mean, he was really the only option.
Yeah. Is he looking for Josh Gordon a little bit more?
Yeah,
spend a lot of time keen on him a little bit?
Hmm?
Yeah, he's the number one wide receiver
Not as much as Edelman.
He's the number one wide receiver now.
I know that he had more targets last
night. Him make a play.
That's right.
By the way, Josh Gordon with the football after he makes the catch.
Yeah.
He doesn't I suspect that ball security could be an issue with him if he doesn't take care of that ball.
You know what, Mahomes, too. Mahomes holds that ball out. You know, he's pretty loose with that, but it's just that's a gambler style, you know?
A little different with a quarterback, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than a wide receiver who makes a catch and is in traffic.
Sure.
Yeah, but when he catches that ball, that thing just disappears in his hands. It's like glue. Zoe talks about plucking the ball. The ball just sticks to his hands. It's great.
Strong.
They don't have that. Like they don't have that in anybody else.
I'm not talking about the catch. I'm talking about after the catch.
He catches the ball like Gronk does. But, I mean, that's power and that size, you know?
Let's go to Greg, who's in Mendon. He's got some comments for Zoe. Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Big fan of Zoe. I just wanted to say it was a great calling the game last night. I simulcast your voice over the network announcers.
Thank
because
you.
I think they're all crap overall. Yeah. But I just want to know, overall, what do you think is the next team on the Patriots schedule that's going to basically give them a good measuring stick overall on how they're doing so far?
I mean, say what you want about the Bears. The Bears have gotten better defensively, you know, and there's a bad loss for them down in Miami yesterday. They had that game. Sort of the RPO, same type of system that Nagy runs. It's, you know, it's Peterson. It's you know, Andy Reid-based, you know, style of calling the offense. But, I mean, I think the Vikings defensively coming in here is going to give you a great challenge. They're going to try and knock you out. Green Bay offensively, I mean, you think last night was a track meet. That could be another one of those type of games. Some good schedules. I mean, Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a lot of good teams left on the schedule. So Patriots got their hands full. But appreciate you listening to the call. But again, Al Michaels, legend, one of the best in the business. In fact, he even remembers my name is pretty impressive. See him in the hallway. He's like,
doesn't even remember his own
Scotty,
grandkids.
You know where
name.
I ate last night? He's telling me I ate at the Liberty Hotel. He goes, you know I know Patrick Lyons, right? Hooked me up, man. Got in there. He said I had the prime rib. He said I probably should have had an Italian. The rest of the crew ate a tiny. He said, boy, it looked good. Prime rib was good, too, though. I said, how can you go wrong with prime rib, Al?
That's a good story.
I said, look at your teeth. Your teeth are perfect.
It keeps going. There's more?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
I let him use the bathroom twice, too, ahead of me. He comes out, and I'm like, come on, Al. Let's go. It's Al Michaels, man.
Yeah.
You believe love in miracles. I love Al. I love me some Al Michaels.
Right.
Yeah. Bathroom. Don't you dare criticize him.
No. Bathroom.
Yeah, don't lump him in with the rest of the
teeth.
Hom Yonkels.
Beautiful teeth. Straight, white.
White teeth.
Pearly.
Big.
Just pearly.
Those aren't real. You know, when you see something, you say, hey, those suckers aren't real.
Yeah.
Get to hear you talk about them all day.
Yeah. Time
did
you get home last night?
Anybody tired? I told Zoe, I'm like, nobody.
There's nothing more deflating when you do an hour, hour and a half of TV, you leave the stadium, and normally I scoot out that back, and I go out, and the whole back area of the stadium is just jammed with cars, and I'm like, okay, I'll just go back.
It's
inside.
Because you were the first one out of there last night. You beat
at an hour and a half post game. Like, come on,
I was there later than
what
that.
What time
was
did
there
I
later
you
than
guys?
Was it the new delayed parking lot? Did you hear about this?
What's
we had
this?
Jim Nolan on. Jim Nolan was on pregame with
oh,
us.
Oh, what'd he say?
Jim Nolan is the COO of Gillette. He does a lot for the Patriots. And
Jim's a man.
Yeah. They've got a new program where if you agree to go into P10 and they park you down in the back of P10, they section off an area that's delayed release, which means you cannot leave until 75 minutes after the game ends.
Oh.
The payoff is you park for free. You don't have to pay for your parking. So if you're planning on tailgating after, you can... you can park in that lot. They won't charge you to park, but you agree that you're not going to contribute to the traffic for the first 75 minutes after the game.
And really, if you stay until the very end of the game, it's 15 minutes just to walk over there.
Yeah.
So you've only got an hour to kill.
And then on the night games, what they do is if you do agree to go park in that lot, they give you a wristband, and you go to Cross Pavilion when the game ends, and it's free food and beverage.
Shut the front
door. Non-alcoholic, can't buy any booze, but free food and beverage.
That's not a bad deal.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So it's like just that delayed release. It's like a fertilizer.
Let me tell you, that's why you had your traffic. It was the delayed release lock.
It's like fertilizer.
They were leaving.
Yeah.
That was when the delayed release lockout was done.
check that out.
Hour and 15 minutes after the game.
Yeah, I'll leave there anyway. Just give me some grub. It's about the time I leave anyway. I park there, but
prime
I
don't rib.
Park there.
You ask for prime rib.
That's probably steak tips. Steak tips like the like you get in a press box. Steak tips, mashed potatoes, a little veggie on the side. Probably some grilled hot dogs, sliced ones.
Yeah,
sliced.
Derek in Foxborough. Derek,
what's up, D?
Oh, what's up, Zoe?
What's going on?
Mahomes. It's nice to see a guy actually throw the ball down the field other than just check it down every time like Tannehill did. You know, he's a pure gunslinger like Favre is. And, you know, do you think they can catch the Chiefs for the one seed? Because I looked at the Chiefs' schedule, and it's pretty easy except for the Rams. You know, I think they could run the table.
I mean, at some point, again, Eric Berry and Houston back, at defense could look a hell of a lot different next time you see him, if they see him again. But one of the nice things about beating a team like that last night, you sort of exposed them a little bit to see some of the flaws to where maybe more teams are going to try and dupe Mahomes into the step-out blitzes. You know, some of the zone read stuff to combat that RPO. I mean, who knows? I mean, you look at the Chiefs' schedule, I think it's a little bit easier than the Patriots' schedule. Patriots' schedule is it's no piece, no cakewalk, but you do got the Jets twice. You do have Buffalo twice. So, I mean, you put yourself in a good spot. You're 4-2. You're sitting there. You're one game off the pace. And even if you do match it up to where you have identical records, you beat Kansas City head-to-head, and that is huge.
You gave yourself
what Beatles said earlier, that the head-to-head thing's maybe bigger than the actual game thing.
You gave yourself a chance.
Yeah.
Is what you did.
You lose last night, you had no chance. I don't want to say no chance because it's a long year, and nobody's season is made six weeks into it, but and that's a tough team to be chasing, man. And you don't want to go to Arrowhead.
90 seconds, no commercials here. We just have headlines with Hardy. We'll be talking about the Red Sox and David Price last night right after this.